The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had a great week. This has probably been my busiest week of the year so far. You know, sellers are excited about getting a home on the market. Buyers are excited about more homes coming on the market. So you can, you know, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, we have Jesse Swoger with Atlantic Home Loans joining me this morning. Jesse, how you doing today?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Great. How's your weekend been so far?
Not bad. I'm actually up in Quakertown at my parents' house. My dad's in a band.
Okay.
So he hit a show last night that we went out to. Me and my mom went and saw him. So it's been good.
What kind of music do you play?
I plays anything really, but mostly classic rock and things like that. He's been doing it my whole life.
Yeah, I have some friends that are still rocking and rolling. Yeah. I see them on Facebook posting their rock and roll shows there. So that's great that he does that. You have some music talent too, or
no? He didn't pass that down to me. I've wrestled football, baseball my whole life, but not one lick of musical talent.
Hey, no problem there, man. Hey, you know, it's been a great week. I'm sure you're pretty busy too the last couple of weeks.
Oh man, it's been excellent. I cannot complain. The only one that's complaining is the wife, but when I'm coming home at 11 at night, but business is business and you got to work. Yeah.
Sure, definitely. I'm sure you always have room for new clients too, right?
Of course, all the time. Weekends, nights, doesn't matter.
Okay, excellent. And Tony, our producer here, how are the Phillies looking so far this spring?
Not too bad at all. Pretty impressive, that's for sure. Michael Franco, pretty amazing.
Okay. Any other Philly that excites you this past week? Or
I like Aaron Nola still. Like I said, Cameron Rupp, the catcher, but I'm all about Darren Ruff, first baseman.
Okay. Excellent.
What about Ryan Howard? How's he looking?
I'd like to send him off. My personal opinion, I'd put Darren Ruff in.
Nice.
I think it's time to go with the new crew for sure.
Absolutely.
Yep. I mean, I think if anything, it'll be more exciting that way.
You need to ship. I mean, what they paid him was a lot, so I think we need to ship him off.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, next week I'll be celebrating Easter Sunday with my family. So next week we're going to have on the Best of Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. And I'll be back live the following Sunday, April 3rd. So be sure to tune in next week for the Best of Real Estate Today. And then I'll be back on April 3rd. You can also check out our website. Our show information is all on the website. Our past shows are on the website too. So, and our website is realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. On Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at Paul Rosso, and be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, to receive the show updates, latest real estate information, tips, news, and a lot more. So again, it's facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on the show last week with Barbara Ballinger, the author of The Garden Bible. Barbara shared her thoughts and tips on starting a garden. And our mortgage expert who's here with us in studio today, Jesse, with Atlantic Home Loans, he talked about the 203K program and the conventional counterpart, and they're for loans for fixed-up homes, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people always want to get into, you know, they find a foreclosure, it's cheaper, but they walk into it, and they're like, wow, and I don't have the money to fix this house up myself, and you know it's going to cost $20,000-$30,000.
Right.
Well, with the 203K and the conventional counterpart, whichever one, you know, the conventional one's more for investors, the FHA 203K really for first-time home buyers, which is nice. It's going to put that, you know, that $20,000-$30,000 that you need to fix up your home, it's going to put on the back end of your loan amount, and now you're getting a basically, in essence, a brand new home for, you know, and just putting the cost into your loan amount. So
yeah.
It's nice.
And, you know, Jesse, I got a call from one of our listeners on I guess it was Monday, and he was saying, you know, how appreciative he was to hear about that 203K program because it opens up a lot more options for him as he's looking for a house. So it was great timing for him, he said, and, you know, he's looking forward to explore that. And you know, some of the homes he was looking at that were in his price range, he could get into a better area and needed some work, but he didn't have the cash to do it. And that's a great program for them to do that.
Yeah, I love the 203K programs because not everybody has, you know, a lot of people have the 3.5% down payment
right.
to get in a home,
yes.
but to have an extra $20,000-$30,000 sitting around, a lot of people don't have that money right now. And that's
sure.
that's a good option.
Yeah, so if you missed the show last week, it was a great show. You can tune in or listen to the podcast on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. You can also download our show's podcast on iTunes. It's usually on iTunes about 2 or 3 days after the show airs. And just go to the iTunes store, search for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, and you can click on subscribe. And we've been approved for Google. Google's going to be having a podcast service also. And as soon as they roll that out, we'll be on Google Play also. So I'm excited about that. And, you know, as you know, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients for over 28 years now. And I'm committed to serving all of you, my listeners, and everyone else, everybody you know, with all the real estate needs and provide you with 5-star client for a service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate or know anybody who is looking to do that, give me a call first, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, if you want to be a part of the program today, give us a call or text us on our mobile phone. It goes right into the studio here, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. You can email us also during the show, paul@paulrosso.com. Again, that's paul@paulrosso.com. So we're ready to get the show started here. Again, once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB, Talk 860 AM. And so let's get the show started. So welcome back, Jesse. I think we have a great show for our audience today. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your company?
Okay, my office is actually located right on 19th and South Street, right in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Me personally, I've been in the mortgage business since 2005. I graduated from Westchester University and got right into the business back then.
Oh,
so
excellent.
I've been through the ups and the downs.
Sure.
And made it through, and now I have my own branch office in Center City. So
all right, now, even though your office is in Center City, you still cover.
I do.
The entire area.
Of course, I cover, you know, the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I'm from Quakertown, so I have a lot of friends, relatives up
sure.
in Bucks County, Montgomery, you know, all
Great.
Around the tri-state area.
Okay.
I'm also licensed in New Jersey,
okay.
New York, and Virginia. So I'm licensed in those 4 states right now
okay.
as well, along with Pennsylvania.
Okay, and so you don't get in trouble. What's that number again?
My NMLS number is 887037. And, you know, like I said, we are a licensed banker in the state of PA, New Jersey, Virginia, and New York.
Okay, so you can help anybody in the Philadelphia area and South Jersey?
Yes, South
okay.
Jersey, I most definitely can.
Okay. Excellent. So why don't we kick things off? I know you had shown me an email right before the show, and why don't we cover that first? I think that's an important piece of, you know, some of the things we're going to talk about today.
I definitely, yeah. I was, you know, I brought this email up to you earlier just because I think a lot of people are a little scared when it comes to not knowing what their credit looks like or what
right.
their financials look like or anything, and they have to feel comfortable with who they're working with. And
right.
so I got sent an email, and it reads like this. Hey, Jesse, look like you're doing great. So happy for you. I want to talk to you about preparing myself to buy a home. I'm scared and don't know where to start.
Yeah, I think that's the key point. A lot of people are scared and don't know where to start. But if we don't take that first step, they'll never know.
They're never going to know if they. And I'm glad she reached out to me because you know, if she didn't take that first initiative, she's just still going to be sitting renting, doing the same thing she has been for 5 years.
Sure.
Okay. She said, "Me and Tyler and my twins are still in the tiny box apartment. LOL." It's horrible, but not sure about my credit, and I know nothing about loans. I haven't really been comfortable asking anyone else because I know my credit needs help, but was excited to see that you were working with loans. Anyway, I can contact you during work hours. Enjoy your weekend, and would love to talk to you soon.
Okay. So I think one of the keys there is, you know, everyone's afraid about their credit, and not everyone has perfect credit. But that doesn't mean you can't get a mortgage.
It does not. And me personally, I love working with people that, you know, listen, I work with someone that has great credit? Of course. But I love working with somebody from the you know, doesn't have the best of credit, helping them rebuild their credit.
Right.
And sometimes it takes me 3 to 5 days. Sometimes it's 30 days. Sometimes it's just all, it's case-by-case scenario. But I can get someone's credit score above a 620 from a 580 with a rapid rescore in less than 5 days.
One of the important things is, you know, most people, even though they may not have the best credit, most people are not more than 6 months to a year out of being able to do something if they focus on it and face their issue and work with us to get it resolved.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, in this day and age, no matter, you just can't put your credit aside. You're going to need credit no matter what you do in this life.
Sure.
Anything, really. So you have to take it and work with someone, and that's what I'm here for. I really like to do that for all my clients.
Right. And there are a lot of people that struggle. I mean, I had a bad period, you know, 20-some years ago. So it's nothing to be afraid of. A lot of people, you'd be surprised how many people go through that, you know, a difficult time. And, you know, especially with the economy over the last couple of years, you know, last 10 years, people have had been out of work for a while, haven't been able to meet their payments, sometimes it's medical issues. But I think, you know, eventually you have to come to the realization is, you know, I went through a rough time. I'm now prepared to face the music, kind of, I guess.
I feel like, you know, I am good at fixing credit and obviously from years of doing it. But I did this. I fixed my own credit from the bottom. When I got out of school, obviously, my credit was shot. Okay, I had credit cards piled up, and I wasn't paying them. But you have to face the music at some point and pay off all your collections and do it. And listen, I have a 780 credit score now, but it was a long road. But
yeah. So what's the minimum credit score? I forgot what that was.
We will go down to a 580, but it's case-by-case scenario.
Okay.
Now,
what's like the ideal 620. Minimum? 620.
I want to get I'm going to get everybody to a 620. It's what the underwriter is comfortable with.
Okay.
So I'm going to work up everybody to a 620.
Okay. And, you know, there's no cost to help them do that, right?
I do this free of charge for everybody. I do not charge.
Right.
You know, all I want is your loyalty and sticking with me after I do fix your credit.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, if it's a real bad situation, we have other people that can help us. You know, they're experts in those fields too. So, you know, reach out. You can reach out to Jesse. You know, reach out to myself. Reach out to somebody. But you need to take that first step.
Yeah.
And once you take that first step, you're gonna feel a weight off your shoulders. You know, and be able to move forward with your life for yourself and for your family too. So that's a great email, and like you said, it pretty much typifies a lot of people are afraid to take that first step. But once you do, you know, you're on your way to a home ownership.
Yeah.
And whether it's, you know, 3 months, 6 months, or a year, you know, in the worst case would be 2 years. But you know, most people are no farther away than 6 months to a year.
Exactly.
For doing something. So you know, let's talk about the mortgage process a little bit. You know, and I kind of wrote down like 10, you know. Almost 10 questions, 9 questions, you know, what to expect from your lender. What kind of questions is your mortgage company, you know, representative going to be asking you? So I want to go over those questions with you because I know they're important. And, you know, Jesse, I'd like for you to touch on a lot of those. But I think what we need to do is take a break first. So let's take a break, and when we come back, I'll start asking these questions to you, Jesse.
Sounds good, Paul.
All right, I kind of led you up, and then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa.
I was all ready.
I know, and I realized what time it was, so I think I better take a break. We'll be right back more with Jesse Schwager with American Home Loans.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to help you find the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this Super Sunday morning. Be sure to like our Facebook page at Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. So that's facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And I goofed up. Jesse, I apologize. I gave the wrong mortgage company out.
Yeah, you're promoting somebody else. It's all right.
What can I say?
I think this is since the first show. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Jesse's with Atlantic Home Loans. Atlantic Home Loans. I got it written out big letters now, so I don't forget that. I did mess up the first show, too.
We have cheerleaders in the back holding up signs.
I should have that, man, like right above your head there, man. So, Jesse, if you know, a lot of people, I think, if they're listening, is going to have some questions for you. How can they reach out to you after the show?
Okay.
You know, or they can call in during the show, but if not, you know, how can they reach you after the show?
Paul, I like to pride myself on always being available for my clients. It really doesn't matter what time of night. You know, obviously I don't want to get phone calls after midnight, but I'm usually working until around that time and from 7 a.m. Okay, so it doesn't matter weekends. I am always available, and I always pride myself on that. So you can reach out to me on my cell phone. That is probably the best number for me, 215-287-2373.
Okay.
My website is www.jesseschwager.com, and that's spelled J-E-S-S-E, as in Sam, that is. And then my last name is S as in Sam, C as in cat, H as in Harry, W A, G as in Gary, E as in Edward, R as in Robert.com.
Okay, so let's read it all the way across now. Jesse
Schwager.com.
Okay, excellent. And they can actually just apply for a mortgage there also, correct?
Yes, my website is linked up. That comes right to my computer, so you can click on the Apply Now button, ask you a series of questions, and that's exactly what I need to, you know, to start the process with somebody.
Okay, and that's secure service?
Yes, very secure site, and it goes to a secure email as well.
Okay, excellent. So, you know, I was reading an interesting statistics, and it says, you know, if you're tired of renting and you're curious about how much annual salary you has to be to afford a home, median home in your area. So nationwide, the median cost of a home is right now is $222,700, meaning you need, with today's interest rates, to earn about $51,115 per year before taxes to be able to afford the median home nationwide. And that is, you know, combined income if there's more than one person buying the house. In the Philadelphia area, the median price, home price, is $213,700. It's the change from the fourth quarter, and this is these median prices were the fourth quarter of 2015. So prices, the median price went up 0.19% in the Philadelphia region. So the monthly payment for the median home, of $213,700. Is $1,204.52, and salary needed for that would be approximately $51,622.40. We can't forget the 40 cents. So, you know, we're pretty much at the nationwide average, just a little bit under that, and, you know, so a little less income. So, you know, to afford the average median home in the Philadelphia region, $213,700 is the median home price as of fourth quarter 2015. Again, the salary needed for that is $51,622.
Paul, I want to touch base on something you just said there. You know, a lot of people also think that they need a lot of money to live. If you're saying $250,000 house, people are I need probably need $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 to buy a house.
Right,
that's not the case. I mean, you can get in a house, you know, for 3.5% down, 3% down in some cases. You know, if you're a veteran, you can do 100% financing,
sure.
USDA 100% financing. So there's a different scenario, I feel, for everybody, and you don't need as much money as you really think. I think you need more money to rent first month, last month, and security deposit than to buy a house.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because – you know, outside of credit, that seems to be the number one thing holding people back too, not knowing how much cash they need. And the reality is you may not need a lot of cash, and the seller can help. There can be gifts from family members.
Exactly.
You know, there's all kinds of options out there for you. So, you know, if you're not sure, you know, give myself a call, give Jesse a call, call somebody. You know, if you're really serious about buying a house, and you're just afraid of where to get started, give us a call. You know, we can help guide you along the way and, you know, take one step at a time with you.
I feel like now is a really good time, too. A lot of people are getting their tax return money back.
Sure.
So what better time than when you just got $4,000 or $5,000? Listen, you can get into a house with that money with the 6% seller's assist and, you know, be a homeowner.
Yeah. Now, can they use their tax return for down payment?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Great. And, you know, at tax time here, how does that work? You know, if they haven't filed their taxes or they have filed the taxes, how does all that work, you know, as far as qualifying for a loan?
I always, right around this time, you know, just working in the business for a while, I always reiterate to all my realtors that I work with and my buyers, because I ran into a situation, I think it was 2 years ago. Now, the borrower already did his taxes.
Okay.
So it was about February, March. He already did his taxes for the year. And when he filed, he owed the IRS money.
Okay.
He owed $8,000, let's say.
Okay.
Okay. He, at the time that he filed, he paid half of it. Okay. He paid $4,000. And a week later, he paid the rest of it. He paid $8,000. But since he did not pay at the same time in full when he filed his returns,
okay,
we had to wait until June and to get transcripts back from the IRS. They put him at the back of the pile because even though he paid a week after, you know, since he didn't pay in full,
right,
they put everybody's back in a separate pile, and he couldn't buy it. He couldn't get in his house till June, and there was nothing we could do about it. You know, it's the IRS.
Okay, so So is that a requirement of the lenders to pull the taxes?
Yes, okay. I mean, it's a requirement that every borrower is going to give us 2 years of their tax returns.
Okay,
we are also going to pull our own tax transcripts from the IRS. That means that they process them.
Okay, and the reason for all this?
I mean, the reason that we do, you know, really just looking, we got to double check, make sure that those tax returns that we're getting from the borrowers are the exact same thing that we're getting from the IRS with the transcripts, you know, so no fraudulent activity, basically.
Okay, and verifying income, things like that,
of course,
too, right?
Yes, verifying income, of course.
Okay, excellent. So I started to say before the commercial break and then realized what time it was, you know, I wrote down a couple questions that I feel like, you know, that most lenders are going to ask a borrower. So just want to get your thoughts on all these, and we kind of touched on the first one a little bit here. Proof of income. What are you looking for as proof of income when you ask a borrower that?
Okay, so I deal with a lot of self-employed borrowers, so it doesn't matter if you're self-employed, W-2 employee, it really doesn't matter. We do all loans, so if you're self-employed, I'm going to look at your last 2 years of tax returns. Okay?
Self-employed, okay.
Self-employed, last 2 years of tax returns. If you're, we're also going to need your business tax returns if you're a business owner.
Okay.
Okay. For full-time employees, W-2'd, we're gonna get your last 2 years of tax returns.
Okay.
Okay, same as self-employed. We're also going to get your last 2 years of W-2s. And we're also going to need your 30 days most recent pay stubs.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's pay stubs are an important part of the
process. Yes, pay stubs are very important. We want to make sure that the income is consistent with all three.
Okay.
And you know, we want to make sure also with the tax returns, W-2s, pay stubs, it's every one of them match up, because you'll see, you know, I've seen them in, you know, income can decline, and if income's declining from where we checked on the last year's tax returns to your most recent pay stub, then we got to use that income that's declining, and it, you know, obviously it's going to get you not the house that you wanted.
Okay. And how do you handle overtime?
Overtime income is, you know, I just closed a guy last Friday. Usually we won't count overtime income. You got to have it for 2 years.
Okay.
Now, my borrower was someone that he went from self-employed income, and he was at his job for 18 months.
Okay.
Now, I know he works a lot of overtime. He works almost 70 hours a week. So I needed to use his overtime income, or he couldn't qualify for the house that he wanted. Now, with a good verification of employment letter from his boss and extenuating circumstances, I got it through with my underwriter, and he was before that two year mark. So case by case scenario, we can get it done. So give me a call if you're in that ballpark as well. You know, and I need to wait 2 years? Not always the case. Give me a call.
All right, now part time. You know, a lot of times one person in the household may be working a full time job, say, and someone else working part-time. Is there any chance you can use part-time income at all?
Yeah, we sure can use part-time income. And
what,
you know,
circumstances?
Same thing as the overtime.
Okay.
We won't use part-time income if you've only been there for a year, because we don't know if you're going to stay there.
Right, okay.
But if you're there for at least 2 years, we can count that part-time income.
Okay, excellent. And you, okay. All right, that's good. So, yeah, that's. I think I covered all my questions with that one.
I right now I have a borrower. She has two part-time jobs.
Okay.
Okay, the one she started in November.
Okay.
One she's been there for a long, like over 2.5 years.
Okay.
I would like to use both, but I can only use the one that she's been over 2.5 years.
Okay, excellent. And then, you know, the other thing would be assets. You know, how... what are you looking for when you ask a borrower about their assets?
I usually require, I want to see, people seem to tell you, yeah, I got 40, 50,000, you know, and then if you don't check up on this, you can find yourself in, you know, a hole because they really, you know, they really don't have it most of the time.
Right.
You know, so I always get 2 months of your most recent bank statements. I want to make sure that those funds are there and you're 100% qualified. I never want to, you know, bring a realtor in and get everybody involved only to find out that they really didn't have all the money. So 2 months of bank statements is, you know, obviously we use retirement accounts and things like that. We use 401k,
okay.
Things like that for assets, okay. As well. Now, gift funds are a big part of, you know, most of the time people are using gift funds. And
okay. This
can be from a relative. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be your own money.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, excellent. So we got a lot more questions to ask, Jesse, and we're going to take another break. And when we come back with Jesse Swigger with Atlantic Home Loans, I got it right
all
this
right.
time.
Yes. I'm happy. Yeah, woo, the crowd goes wild.
Okay, excellent. So we'll be right back with more with Jesse Swigger with Atlantic Home Loans, with talking about questions to expect from your mortgage lender, and Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions for Jesse or myself, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can always check out my real estate website also at paulrosso.com. That's paulrosso.com. You can do home searches there. You can ask me any question there. You can find out some tips about buying a house, tips about selling a house, and, so anything you need real estate related, always you can always check out my website at paulrosso.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So we'll continue our discussion with Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. And Jesse, you had a interesting program about the Heroes Program, and I work on that Heroes Program from a real estate end, but tell us about it from a mortgage standpoint.
Yeah, I wanted just to, if any of our listeners out there are, and this goes for anybody, but I would like to extend it to our listeners for this week and any time in the future. The Heroes Mortgage Program, okay? Basically, if you're a firefighter, emergency medical professional, veteran or active duty military, police officer, teacher, healthcare professional, Atlantic Home Loans wants to help you buy your house or refinance the home you already own, we would like to show our thanks by covering all your lender fees in appreciation for all you do. Okay. Our lender fees basically for Atlantic Home Loans are very low it's only $895 to do a loan with us, and it's $395 for the processing fee. And the underwriting fee covers the rest, but very cheap. But we will cover that entire fee for you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yes.
And, just clear up things, too, as we, talk about some of the requirements that you're looking for. These are not just you and your company. These are requirements for every mortgage company that are set by the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac agencies,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. These are the guidelines that Fannie Mae actually has listed. You can go on Fannie Mae's website; they'll have everything listed and their guidelines.
Right. So you're talking, guidelines from Fannie Mae versus Atlantic Home Loans or yourself. So every lender has to follow these things. And basically, you're sharing with us what Fannie Mae is requiring. Mm-hmm. So, you can help somebody get a loan.
Now, like I just talked about prior, that Fannie Mae guideline that says you need to be, in order to use the overtime income, you need 2 years of it.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Now, Atlantic Home Loans, now we have, it's up to the underwriter's discretion.
Okay.
So it's not etched in stone with everything. It has to be like this. Underwriter discretion, if they feel like the overtime is something that the borrower gets all the time.
Okay.
There's different things that Atlantic can do that some other lenders out there might not be able to do.
Okay. Excellent. So we talked about income. We talked about assets. The next thing generally a lender is going to ask you is about your outstanding debts. And what's considered an outstanding debt as far as, a mortgage company? Is it?
Like cell phone bill, things like that. That's not going to be on a credit report. Okay?
Okay.
So we don't look at that electric bill, things like that. That's not on a credit report, and we wouldn't include that in your debt to income ratio.
Okay.
Things like all your credit cards, student loans, car payments, things like that. And if you have a lot of student loans. You have 10 credit cards, a $560 car payment. That all gets, if you add everything up and you have a $2,000, between your car payment, your student loans, and, that you better make $8,000 a month if you want to, get a nice home.
Okay.
It all gets counted into it.
Yeah. Now, student loans a big thing right now. So how are you looking at student loans? A lot of people want to buy their first house. And they're struggling because of the student loan debt.
Yeah, and I think it's sad that I have a college degree as well, and we all go to school, but the cost of schooling is a lot of money. Sometimes I see people with student loans and their teachers making $35,000 a year, to start off, and they want to buy a home, and I get it. But they have $100,000 of student loans, and their student loans they're paying $1,000 a month in. I feel bad for them, but the best thing to do with student loans is consolidate all your student loans into one low payment and one low interest rate.
Okay, great tip. Now, what about someone who doesn't have credit? How do you look at that scenario, okay. And what can you do to help somebody who has not established credit?
Now, the first thing, when I run someone's credit and they don't have anything, and I look at it like this. It's easy to build credit, okay? You just got to go get it and make sure that you do the right thing when you do get that card. I think the secured credit card is the best thing to do at first, okay? For somebody that doesn't have, and you can go, anybody can go into their local bank, wherever they bank. If you say you bank at Wells Fargo, you can go into Wells Fargo, ask them for a secured credit card. Secured means that you are actually giving them money.
Like maybe $500,
$300, $500, right. Yes. You're giving them money, and you're using your own money on that credit card. This is the fastest way to build your credit and the only way, really. It's going to be hard to get any kind of credit card with if you don't have anything. So the secure card is the best way to do this.
Okay. And then from there, they can then build up a credit history.
Yes. You have to take it. You know, obviously, you can't go, you know, get Capital One and Discover all right away. It will take a little bit of time. I would say about 6 months.
Okay.
Until the credit bureaus start reporting.
And this goes back to what we talked about in the beginning about, you know, you're generally, you know, no matter what situation, you're generally no more than 6 months to a year, you know, away from doing something as long as you start taking the steps.
Yeah, you gotta really take the initiative. And no matter what in life, like I said earlier, you're going to need credit. And the better your credit is, the more power really that you have. And you can do anything with a good credit score. They'll give you the world.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the question I have is, I know in the past, and I don't know how far back was this, people could use substitutes for credit, maybe like a rent history or, you know, showing that they paid their insurance all the time, or they paid, you know, say like a mobile phone bill all the time. Are they able to be used anymore? Or?
I mean, they do have, there are certain programs that you can use stuff like that.
Okay.
Now, I would rather build someone's credit the right way, and you know, because if you're gonna be using credit like cell phone bills and things like that, you're not gonna get the interest rate that you want either. They're gonna be giving you a higher interest rate, and because they're using different lines of credit.
Right. Okay. Terrific. And then the next question you as a lender are gonna ask is about credit scores. You know, we touched on a little bit. You know, I guess a lot of ability to qualify and to maybe overcome some other issues is a credit score, right?
Of course. You know, and that's like the letter that the young lady wrote me in an email about being scared about her credit and didn't know, you know, what it looked like. And, you know, she felt comfortable with me to actually dive into it with her and help her really get through that process. Now, like I said, 620 is the minimal credit score. And that's for FHA. I wouldn't recommend going conventional with a 620 credit score. You're not going to get a good interest rate, but you know, 720 and above, I would, you know, I recommend conventional.
Okay, excellent. And like we talked about, you know, there's ways of helping out your credit if you have issues in the past.
Yes.
Okay, and not to be afraid. And everything we do, you know, with the client is confidential.
Of course.
You know, so, you know, reach out to Jesse. You can reach out to myself. You know, just find somebody you're comfortable with reaching out to get the ball rolling and get your way onto home ownership there. Now, one of the other questions, you know, and sometimes people forget this, and I think we even did a segment on it recently, you know, things not to do after you apply for your loan. And, you know, one of the things is your credit's going to be checked again right before closing.
Yeah, I guess, you know, people seem to forget that, you know, once they're approved and it's scot-free onto the closing. No, we actually are going to do a credit refresh.
And you're required to.
We are required to, and we're going to do a credit refresh, and we're going to check a lot of things the day before closing.
Okay.
Make sure you still have your job.
Sure.
You'd be surprised. Some people, I've dealt with it, that lost their jobs, right, and think they're still going to close on their house, you know, without their jobs. But, yes, we will check credit again right before you close. So always make sure that you pay your payments on time. You know, you don't accumulate any new debt. Don't go to a furniture store and buy $20,000 in credit, because you know where that furniture and yourself are going to be is on the street.
Yeah,
but it's nice. It's a nice couch.
Yeah, you're gonna be sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Outside, man. So
I've seen it.
Oh yeah, I have too. So you know, we can't reinforce enough that you know, do not go haywire. Do not buy anything. Do not make any changes at all to your financial picture without checking with your real estate agent or your lender prior to closing. You know, once you apply for your loan, your whole financial picture is under scrutiny. And if you don't, you know, if you go out and go, you can't change jobs. You can't go buying a lot of stuff. You know, but after closing, man, you're free.
Hey, go haywire. You can go buy whatever.
Definitely. So I have a few more questions to go over with you, Jesse. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll talk to more with Jesse Schwager on questions they ask you that your mortgage lender is going to be asking you once you apply for your loan. We'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, so stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania. So be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332. So we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Francesca Lapari. When it came time to sell my home so I could buy a new one, I had some concerns about how difficult it may be to get my home sold. My sister Josie recommended that I call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. Paul came out to look at my home and assured me that he could get my home sold. He made some staging recommendations and which ones were important than others to start with. He also helped me with the initial pricing recommendations. After just a couple of weeks with very little showing activity, Paul recommended that I improve the price. After I did that, the showing started to roll in and I got my home sold. Paul guided me in every step of the way. Every time I called Paul in a panic, he calmed me down and helped me through each concern I had. I trust Paul. He knows his business and follows through until closing. I'm buying a new home outside of Paul's market, but he is willing to answer any question that I have about the process. Paul Rosso is truly my trusted real estate advisor. Do the smart thing and call Paul Rosso to help you sell or buy a home.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, give me a call first. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. You can always check out my website, my real estate website at paulrosso.com, and our radio show website is realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, if you have any questions for Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans is with us today. We're talking about the whole mortgage process. You give us a call here at the studio at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. That's my mobile phone. It goes to the studio during the show program. Hey, if you're on Facebook, again, like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. You can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and our iHeartRadio apps. Hey, we're continuing our discussion again with Jesse Swigger with Atlantic Home Loans. And Jesse, you know, I want to finish up some of the questions that a typical mortgage lender is going to be asking a borrower, as, you know, when they first sit down and work on a pre-approval process. You know, the next question I had written down is, you know, how much do you have for down payment? And that would be just not down payment; it would be closing costs also, right?
Yeah, I mean, down payment it will vary depending on what type of loan you want to do,
okay,
or what type of loan suits your needs as far as your credit goes and everything. So,
okay,
like it's case by case scenario, but like I said, VA is there's 100% financing loans,
right.
There's FHA 3.5%, and most of the time when I'm doing an FHA loan for somebody, I'll make it – we can get a 6% seller's assist, which the only thing that borrower will be bringing to the table, which is – I would say table closing,
right,
is the 3.5% down payment. The rest
okay.
of it is – everything else is going to be covered by the seller's side as the seller's assist.
Right, and that's, you know, provided that the seller agrees to that.
Of course.
And, you know, the price works out and – you know, depending upon the price, to a higher price, that 6% may not cover everything.
Yeah, or the usually the lower the price is,
right,
the 6% won't usually cover everything. The 6% usually is too much on a bigger loan amount.
Okay.
And we don't usually need to use everything, and, you know,
sure,
it's more like 4 or 5.
Okay. And then if someone's buying conventional and they're putting 20%, less than 20% down, they're going to pay private mortgage insurance,
they're
right?
They're going to pay mortgage insurance, and again, that's based off of, I think we touched on that, the one segment. It's based off a credit score and how much you want to put down, whether it's 5, 10, or 15%.
Okay. And another question you're going to be asking is, how is someone going to use the property, and why is that important?
Very, very important, because, you know, we want to know if you're going to be occupying the property yourself, which is going to be a primary residence. We want to know if you're going to be using that property just as an investment property, because if you're going to be using it just as an investment property, then you're going to have to put 20 to 25% down, and you know, the rates are a little bit higher than a primary residence for somebody as well, and it's, you know, it's the way the banks work. You know, they know if you're going to be making money off of something, then we're going to charge you for it too.
Okay, excellent. And the last question I want to go over real quick, we have about a minute to go, is, you know, whether or not, you know, you're going to be asking whether or not they're involved in a lawsuit, right? And I guess, you know, an offshoot of that would be if someone's buying a condo, if the condo association's involved in a lawsuit too,
yeah,
right?
Whether we always ask the question is, listen, do you have a foreclosure, bankruptcy,
okay,
judgments? And we ask that question when we're doing the initial application.
Okay.
And we want to know, you know, we can do loans for people with bankruptcies, foreclosures. It just has to be a certain amount of years for each one of them. And as far as, you know, a litigation goes against a condo association, you know, I deal with this often too. And, you know, it's very difficult for, you know, if someone wants to buy a condo that has, there's, let's just say there's 400 condos in the condo association.
Okay.
You know, and you get into it, and they have litigations against them. The homeowners association has litigations against
okay.
them. You know, it's very difficult for Fannie Mae to accept those loans with there being lawsuits out there in the open that aren't completed yet against this homeowners associations.
Okay, excellent. So Jesse, I want to thank you so much for coming in today to the studio, you know, going through these questions with everybody and making sure that, you know, everyone's a little more clear as to what the process is going to go through. If you have any questions, concerns, don't be afraid. Reach out to one of us. Jesse, how can they reach out to you again?
Paul, they can reach out to me on my website, www.jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Schwager, S-C-H-W-A-G-E-R.com. My cell phone number is 215-287-2373. My office is on 19th and South Street right in Philadelphia. You could always stop in whenever you would like. I'm there every single day. And my NMLS number is 887037. Don't forget, I am licensed in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Virginia.
Okay, excellent, Jesse. So thank you very much. Hey, as we wrap up another great show for the greatest audience in the world, all of you, hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans, for joining us today, sharing his mortgage expertise and tips. I'll be celebrating Easter with my family next Sunday, so we'll have the Best of Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso program on next Sunday. I'm putting the final touches on for a great show on April 3rd. I want to come back live the following week, so be sure to tune in every week on the Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at www.realestatetodayshow.com. I have an appointment this afternoon with Sam and Molly to talk with them about buying their first home. They're excited about the whole process, Jesse. And, you know, they've rented for the past 15 years, and so they're more than ready to buy a house, and you'll probably be doing the pre-approval.
Awesome. That's exciting.
With that, too, you know, if it looks like they're ready to go forward with that. Hey, thank you all again for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. Big thank you to my producer, Tony, for another great show. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. And you can follow us again on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor with RE/MAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. Any questions, concerns, give me a call, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, please continue to spread the word about the show to your family and friends. Check out all the past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week. Happy Easter, and we will see you. Next Sunday on WWDB Talk 860 AM, the Best of Paul Rosso. I'll be back live again on April 3rd. Remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.
Thank you.